It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, and welcome to a Motivational Monday. And I say morning because if you're from Needles or Laughlin, it's morning. Or if you're anywhere over in Bullhead City, it's after lunch. So, good day to you. It is the 14th of the month. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall, as always. A couple things going on around our community. River Valley High School is seeking more members for their booster club, and they're going to have an information meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at River Valley High School. So if you live out in the valley and you're interested in that, check that out. There's a blood drive tomorrow at the Realtors Building in Bullhead City, 837 Hancock Road, from 10 o'clock until 2. Call Vitalant. They can email you the link, and you can answer all the questions right there on your smartphone before you ever get there. 877-258-4825. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications. Three different services, one dependable connection. Enjoy fast, reliable fiber internet. I do in my house. Yeah, oh, sorry about that. Digital phone and TV streaming service, and all from TWN in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the next step. Go to TWMcom.com/Mojave, and you can sign up. You're not committing to anything. You're just saying, send me information, and they will. They'll update you when they're coming to your area, because this is a five-year program. This is not a piece of cake, you know, to install fiber all over Bullhead City. But they're doing the best they can. You can also call 888-227-2095, or you can stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN. Our Laughlin Outlet Mall, yes, where we broadcast from. Your place for shopping and for lunch. Yeah, we got three great restaurants downstairs. And over in the corner, we got the ice cream shop. Looks so good. I can't have it, though. You know, I'm a diabetic, so I got to just stare at it and drool when I walk by. Upstairs, well, you're going to find all kinds of stores, from the Levi's store to Vitamin World, the Boot Barn to the Pendleton store. And right now, you know, the weather is turning, so you can maybe buy a nice Pendleton to stay warm. Five businesses on the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond. Have you thought about remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? You know, hey, Colorado River. Let me back up. Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond on the Colorado River has been remodeling since 2005. Yes. So you can have a brand new custom floor, custom cabinets, or custom countertop in your bathroom or your kitchen. They do homes, mobile homes, even commercial buildings. Everyone deserves a new, modern, high-functioning kitchen and bathroom. So call 928-788-1000. You can stop by their showroom. He can show you pictures and drawings and you name it, and maybe let him do his magic for you. ProFit Kitchen, rolling into their second year. For healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinner. And if you have been there, then you know how good it is. If not, you need to get there today for lunch at the top of Riverview Mall at the end of Marina Boulevard in Bullhead City. And they're coming, expanding to Mojave Valley and Kingman. So soon they'll be in those two markets. And this month, you know, they always, December, they give away 11% on the 11% on the 11th of each month. And next month, it's going to go to the Bullhead City Fire Department Toy Program. So if you haven't been there, maybe you can plan to be there on the 11th of next month. And then Mojave Mortgage matches that 11%. How cool is that? All right, into the studio and with our guest. And, of course, we always play one band, one entertainer, one singer on Monday. And today it is Aerosmith. And my guest is all the way from Needles, California, City Manager Rick Daniels. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
Good. Welcome to the program. You've been here before.
Yes, I have.
And you even visited Paul in Havasu.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And but you announced to me that when you walked in today that you're on the downhill slide.
Well, I'm not going to call it that, but yeah, I after 10 years with the city, at the next September, I retire. I turned 70, and it's time for someone else.
Good. Well, now, are you going to stay in Needles, or you got family somewhere you got to follow around the state, the country?
No, Joyce and I have come to love Needles. Very comfortable there. It's a very inexpensive place to live.
Yeah.
So that's home. So that we will
Great.
Maintain that. But I've got grandkids in Portland and Maryland and. So I'm sure the summers we'll be visiting them until they move it.
You become a snowbird, huh?
I will become a snowbird.
Good for you.
But it's we love it here.
Good. Glad to hear that. That's fabulous. Needles. We got a song about Needles and everything else, but it's starting to really develop and grow, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's Needles has struggled over time. But it is on the upswing. We've seen some significant growth in terms of population, in terms of valuation of property in the city. It's gone up 44% since 20 in the last 5 years.
Wow.
It went up 13% last year. Our hotel revenue is up significantly over the last 5 years.
We got a brand new Hampton Inn, right?
Hampton Inn.
Yeah.
It's scheduled to open within a month.
Oh, okay.
So that's an 86-room hotel that is ready to go. It is the best part to me is there will be new hotel tax revenue from it.
Right.
And there will also be between 35 and 50 new jobs.
Decent jobs.
Created. Yes.
Yeah.
Our sales tax is up dramatically in the last 2 or 3 years. Median household income has gone up about $10,000 in the last 5 years.
That's nice.
Yeah, our cannabis revenue is up to over $5 million. Population is up. We've grown probably 600 jobs.
Wow.
In the last 4 years.
In the cannabis industry, it's helped your city as far as infrastructure goes.
Oh, absolutely. It is. Our city council adopted early on a policy that the revenue from the cannabis industry would be dedicated to infrastructure. So,
cool is that?
Oh, I know. And to their credit, they've been very disciplined to make sure that it is dedicated to roads and water lines and sewer lines. Park improvements.
Right.
We're about to undertake close to $30 million of capital projects this
wow.
next year. We haven't done $30 million in the last 3 decades.
Yeah.
So it is, for example, there's $7 million of park improvements that are being done.
Oh, fabulous.
A new beachfront park, city park, that's being created for $2 million. An existing park, Duke Watkins Park, is being rebuilt for about $4 million and add a bunch of features, including to me it looks like a BMX park, but it's a pump track,
okay.
Which is a bicycle facility, a lot more picnic tables, new restrooms, a splash pad, and an interesting thing to me, and that is an expression wall.
And an that expression
is
wall?
Expression wall. And it is...
That's also something where you put graffiti on.
Well, it is. It is. But and the sociologists tell us that if you give graffiti artists a place to show their where, they'll put it there rather than...
Tag a building or something.
Yeah, tag a
okay.
building. So, but there's also, a big splash pad in the shape of Route 66... that is being built there. We're expanding the dog park. We're probably tripling the size of the children's play equipment.
Wow.
In part, that was funded by the Legacy Foundation, which
okay.
to which we're very
right.
grateful for their help. down at the park at Jack Smith, where the boat launch is, we're doing a 600-yard walking path.
Oh.
That will be made from recycled tires, so it'll be a little bit cushy.
You got a lot going on.
We've got a lot going on. There's and on the walking path, we're adding exercise stations, about a dozen exercise stations along that route.
Okay. Caller, did you have a question?
Yeah. Have you ever gotten a grocery store back besides Circle K or 7-Eleven?
No. That is the single biggest need that we have right now. We thought we had a very good chance with the owner of the new grocery store or the replacement grocery store here in Laughlin. We thought he was going to go into the former Bash's store and then at the last minute decided not to. But we continue to work on that. We have a renewed effort with the 33 grocery chains that operate in California to try and get a grocery store. Now, we're not necessarily looking for a 35,000 square foot big grocery store. A market akin to what the Laughlin market is would be,
perfect.
I think, a perfect fit. I think we're looking for fresh fruits, fresh vegetables. We're looking for competitive prices and fresh meat. So,
real quick, what's the population of Needles?
Inside the city is about 5,200 people. We have been told by the grocers they need 10,000 people within 10 miles. Three or four years ago, we were about short of 10,000, about 7,500, but now the numbers are about 14,000 within 10 miles. So we think we're continue to improve the market conditions that would make an investment of $4 million worthwhile.
Okay, real good.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. So you think you're getting a little bit closer then to a grocery store?
Well, it feels that way, but I thought we had one before, and you decided not to, and I respect that, and he was a very honorable person in doing so. But I think that with the growth, the increased prosperity, the rising income levels, median household income levels, that we become a more attractive investment opportunity.
Great. Okay. Let's take our first break, 20 past. A couple things to tell you about. Paul Lavoie tomorrow is going to have Anderson Toyota in his studio along with Women with Willpower. How cool is that? Tomorrow on this program, Tim Richard, the new superintendent for Colorado River Union High School District.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the Laughlin Outlet Center. And you're running out of time to finish your shopping list. There's something for everyone at the Laughlin Outlet Center. For the naughty and nice. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from the Laughlin Outlet Center.
Mojave Electric Cooperative continues to build on its 76-year history and a legacy of service to our members. I'm Heather, reminding all MEC members that you can make a difference by voluntarily donating $1 to From the Heart with River Fund with paying your electric bill. River Fund, a local nonprofit agency, directs the funds to help local families in need with their electric bill payment. Mojave Electric Cooperative, helping our members make a difference through giving from the heart.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts.
plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
The Laughlin Ranch Bar and Grill provide the perfect spacious dining for a business lunch, family dinner, date night, or just because you're hungry. Monday evenings is karaoke, outdoor barbecue coming late May. Added for lunch, the Ranch Club, Buffalo Chicken Club, and the Arizona Philly Cheesesteak. Ask about the 75-seat meeting conference room. Join us at Laughlin Ranch Bar and Grill overlooking the golf course. Call 928-754-1243.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. A couple more things to tell you about going on. Hey, Kingman has their reality store, and they're looking for some volunteers this Wednesday at the Kingman Middle School from 7:30 till 3:45. If you want to get involved, call the Chamber in Kingman, 928-753-6253. And then we have a blood drive here in Laughlin on Wednesday also at the library, 11 o'clock until 3. Call by Talent 877-258-4825. And then there's one at the Aquarius the next day from 11 to 4. So call 877. Those are Nevada times. 877-258-4825 if you want to get involved. All right. Let's get back in this. Let's talk about sponsors. I'm glad you mentioned that. Mojave Electric Cooperative, yeah. They're thanking all their members because they supported the reliable energy in rural Arizona, and their application in front of the Arizona Corporation Commission was approved October 12th. If you have questions about reliable energy, call MEC at 928-763-1100. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling Service in Mojave County since 1988, with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. You can go to bulldogdisposal.com or you can call 928-753-6786. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. My wife and I had lunch there yesterday after church with Donna McReynolds. How cool was that? Oh, but they do have burgers, fries, and pie time right now. Five different burgers to choose from. I was a breakfast guy. You know, you can add cheese and bacon to your burger, then your fries are included. Then you pick your favorite piece of pie. Yeah. And if you like burgers, head to Perkins right now. Plus, they have over 100 Coca-Cola products. How cool to the end of summer, which I guess it is now, huh? I'm still in shorts, but they're my winter shorts. Walker Service Electric, Walker Electrician Teams. They're all over Mojave County, Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead City. They take care of all the areas in between. Also, homes, mobile homes, condos, apartments, mobiles, and any size business. You know, they did the big add-on a couple years ago to Kingman Regional Medical Center. They're doing Fire Station 2 right now. They're also doing Jimmy John's. So if you need an electrician, call the people with all the experience. Yeah, they're available 24/7. If you have an emergency, put the number in your cell phone, 928-718-9444. Back in the studio with City Manager Rick Daniels from Needles, California. And the listener called in and already mentioned the grocery store, which was hot on my list too. But you are seeing new development in housing, some new permits going out there?
Well, part of the growth of, you know, nearly 600 jobs over the last few years has been we didn't have 600 vacant housing units.
Right.
So we were, it stressed out the housing market. We're working with three or four housing developers now that have expressed strong interest in starting to build housing aimed at workforce.
Good.
I mean, there are still an occasional, you know, $2 million home being built down by the river.
Right.
But what we're in dire need of is...
And that's where yours is, right?
No. No.
Not quite?
But no. But we need workforce housing. We need
right.
Housing for incomes of $70,000, $80,000. And unfortunately, right now, with the interest rates doing what they're doing to counter inflation, and there's... home building's a tough business right now.
Right.
But what the council, our city council, has done is we will basically, the city will pay for the building permits on new housing to try and stimulate development because we've got
to
have.
And to a listener, what kind of fees is that?
Well, it's probably about $4,000 of all the fees to get a building permit, electrical, mechanical, plumbing. So the city council has set aside some of the revenue from the cannabis industry to assist home builders and any other new businesses.
Right.
Any other new non-cannabis business.
Okay.
The city is created an economic development fund to assist people in doing that. And we helped the hotel with some permitting costs and some infrastructure costs. We helped a coffee shop, helped a boat storage, helped a sweet shop, a candy shop.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we're looking forward to the next new business that we can get started.
Fabulous, fabulous. And you mentioned your infrastructure. You talk about your parks a lot, but your streets have seen a lot of and roads have seen a lot of improvement.
We've... part of the dedication of the cannabis revenue towards infrastructure has focused on streets. So we are just now in phase three of our pavement management plan, and we're doing about $2.5 million of street overlays, and that will bring us to about 6 miles of streets that have been done in the last 3 years.
Which for Needles is a good amount.
That is a good amount. It is, and I tell you what, there's nothing that is more rewarding than paving a street.
Oh yeah,
because it improves the value and resaleability of every street on there.
And it makes everybody live there happier.
It does, and it lessens their car maintenance. It's a sense of pride in the community. There's nothing that's more fun than paving streets. So we're completing this phase. The next phase is of another probably 15 streets is in engineering and will be put out to bid before the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
So we can do it again. We can do those streets in the spring as well. We were able to, with a state grant, do another segment of Needles Highway.
Okay.
Which 10 years ago was darn near impassable.
Oh, yeah.
It is now in pretty darn good shape.
Good.
So we're pleased with that. A project that's coming up that people are going to hate is Arizona Department of Transportation is going to put a new deck on the bridge between Arizona and California.
Oh.
So it's going to be one-way traffic there for about 4 months.
So they're going to do the whole bridge?
The whole bridge. Put down new decking. They're going to raise the bridge because in the last 60 years, the pillars have sunk about an inch. So they're going to put shims in it to lift the deck up because there's a bump at both ends of the bridge.
Okay.
But that project should be starting any day now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it'll be inconvenient for a while.
I
would just ask people to remember that you got to break a couple eggs to make an omelet.
That's right.
At the end of 3 or 4 months, we'll have brand new smooth bridge. So it's
that's exciting.
It is. It is exciting. Another one that's fun for us and related to traffic is... We were notified last week that we're getting a $1.5 million grant for a program called Safe Routes to School. And it builds and rebuilds and refurbishes sidewalks leading from residential areas to school facilities.
Oh, okay.
So we're able to do about a dozen different sets of sidewalks. Also on the growth side, we've got about 135 active permits. There's a lot of housing remodel that's being done.
Good.
Which helps out a lot. Our golf course is heading into what we believe will be its best year ever.
Wow.
Where we decided to overseed a month early. So this last month we had 1,400 rounds of golf over the 30 days, whereas last year we were closed during this time.
Okay.
So we did it early and when people weren't using the course, so that helped a lot. I've talked about the parks.
Right.
But we also, on streets, we were able to get an earmark out of Congress for about $800,000 of street improvements that will be undertaken soon.
Good.
There is a new monument sign that Caltrans is building at 5 Mile Road and I-40 that'll be about a 15-foot tall bear and letters "Welcome to California" that are about 10 feet tall.
Wow. So that's fabulous.
It'll welcome visitors and tourists to the state.
Good.
We're doing almost $3 million in boosting our water system. We're adding a $6 million water treatment plant, $1 million of manifold replacement, new water lines, new interties. We're looking at, right now we're in the process of installing automatic water and electric meters will report electronically, so we don't have to have a meter reader.
Right.
And they also detect people
who trying to save time and money.
Yes, it will.
Yep. All right, let's take a break. Half past the hour. If you have questions, you can call in too, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back. Stick around. Hey, thanks for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, if you have a question for our guest, is 702-298-1063. Write that down, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafire, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great Service won as many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities, offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Kitchen, Bath & Beyond has been remodeling kitchen and bathrooms in the lower Colorado River Valley since 2005. Complete beautiful new custom floor, complete beautiful new custom cabinets, complete beautiful new custom countertops. Homes, mobiles, and even commercial need a new, beautiful, functioning bathroom and kitchen. The number one company on the river to call is Kitchen, Bath & Beyond. Come see their showroom. Call 928-788-1000. That's 928-788-1000.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. It's that time of year. Open the doors, turn on the swamp cooler, the extreme heat is gone. But wait, what kind of shape is your swamper in? Then, in a month or so, how is your home or business heating system? Jeff Wilson of Arizona Comfort Solutions wants your home or business comfortable. His team is keeping you cool right now. Then, ready to kick on the heat at the right time for your home or office. Ask about tax credits on new systems. Call the professionals. Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400.
You can hear KNTR Talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR Talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you each and every day by East Coast Financial. Yeah. Are you thinking about retiring? Or you've got a retirement plan, but you could use some more money? Well, sit down with East West Financial Services, specializing in retirement, estate planning, and principal protection. In Kingman and Bullhead City, he's been doing this for 30 years, so he's got two offices now. Does 20 years right here in Mojave County, so he knows what he's doing. Many different plans are available for you. Locally owned and operated by Jack Mafara. Call him at 928-888-9828. Make an appointment and sit down with him. It's free, and he'll tell you all about it. All right? Western Arizona Regional Medical Center with a fully staffed 24-hour emergency room. Available for anyone in the tri-state area at any time of day with any medical issue. Over a dozen emergency rooms in the ED, emergency department, and they're all state-of-the-art. So, and trust me, I know I've been in there twice in the last 6 months. Not my plan. But if you need an emergency room or you're having an issue, get to Warm C. Got questions, call 928-763-CARE, because they do, or 928-763-2273. Arizona Comfort Solutions, yes, the summer temperatures are kind of drifting away right now, but this is the time to get your air conditioner or your swamp cooler serviced and ready for next year. And also get them to take a peek at your thermostat, you know, your furnace, your heater, and make sure they're going to get you through the next few months. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. I was up there today to see Harold, but he was behind closed doors on conference calls. Yeah. Things are happening at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. It's probably booking another act out there on the golf course. Annual and seasonal passes are available. Discounts for active and retired military and first responders. See why Laughlin Ranch Golf Course is the number 4 golf course in Arizona. Yes, right here in Bullhead City. Go to LaughlinRanch.com. And remember, the public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. All right, 39 before after the hour. And we've been talking about all these improvements. And did you get a new commander for the sheriff's office recently, or is it the same?
Well, yeah, Ross Tarangle is our captain, and he's doing a fine job. But he's we do have a new commander at CHP.
Oh, okay.
So there's but they're, you know, they're like shark's teeth. They, you know, one falls out, another one steps forward.
Yep.
And, we're very, very proud of our law enforcement in Needles. They do a wonderful job. They're challenged at all times because of the general increase in crime, you know, across
right.
the country. But we're very proud of our law enforcement and celebrate them whenever we get the opportunity to do so.
Good. Now, do they have cameras, the CHP in San Bernardino, or do you know?
Yes, the sheriff's office in San Bernardino County is in the process of installing them, the on-body cameras. I think they provide greater protection for the officers because up till now it's been a he said, he said, and
right.
now there's video evidence.
Good.
And I think that'll help
and
a lot.
The CHP wear cameras?
You know, that's a good question.
Okay.
I don't know. I would not be surprised.
Okay.
Because
now,
all the agencies are going to them.
You have a big announcement. You got to go to an event last week, and one of your students in Needles won a Community Achievement Award.
Well, I tell you what, I was so proud of Sayla Johnston, who is about 11 years old, and she's a regular at city council meetings. She has opinions, like everybody does, and we encourage them. But she also is not afraid to get her hands dirty. We were looking at applying for a grant from the Legacy Foundation, and I want to thank them again, but also to the state to improve our parks. And she took some old coffee cans, put a wrap around them, and labeled them pennies for parks. Ooh. And she put about a dozen of these in different stores around town. And she was able to raise $500-$600
Wow.
in donations for the parks. Now, this is a girl who is very young, but she is loves her community. She does things. She's suffers from dyslexia. But so what she did now is she, her and her mother just got done sponsoring a dyslexia golf tournament fundraiser to assist in helping with the education challenges that people with dyslexia have.
I think I had her mother in here talking about that.
Yeah, she is. She's not only, I mean, she knows of what she speaks because she suffers from it herself.
Sure.
But you would never know it. And she's, I was able to go to the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce dinner the other night, which was a wonderful event. And congratulations to Jackie and the Chamber for the work that they do. So we celebrated Sayla, but we also celebrated Mayor Brady being
selected as the Citizen of the Year.
It's it's a great way for
We thought
him.
He had an ego when he was mayor. Now, he's in our Kiwanis Club. Yeah, we're going to have to salute him when he walks in tomorrow morning.
Well, you know, either that or fine him.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
That
too. No, it was, I was so impressed with the Laughlin Chamber event. It was truly wonderful.
Good. Well, your CAA award's going to be a judge for the Boombox Parade.
Oh.
Because that's an automatic. So she's going to get to sit there and make decisions about. What I always tell the youth winner is you're representing every kid from Needles to Laughlin with your pick. And they go, oh, okay, well, you know. So.
Well, but I tell you what, this kid will either be sitting in my chair 15 years from now, or she'll be sitting in the mayor's chair.
Okay, well,
this kid's involved, and she's bright, and I'm so proud of her.
Good. Well, and every community needs one of those young people, you know.
Well, one of the things that institutions are suffering from right now, whether it be the Kiwanis, the Elks, the city councils, is to stimulate younger people to get involved.
Right.
And whether it be people in their 20s or 30s, the women's club needs help, and they need new members, and there needs to be a rejuvenation. So it is time for the younger crowd to step up, and we heartily encourage that.
Good. Yeah, that's pretty exciting for Needles to have the CAA winner.
And, it was a source of community pride.
When you talk about young people, you've got Palo Verde College right there. How's that doing?
Palo Verde Community College has a branch building in the city of Needles. They're going through their 75th anniversary right now. So there are a number of changes or celebrations, but also there's changes. They've added a new executive officer for that campus.
Okay.
And I think she's got the right attitude. It is ever so important that community colleges in this region be strong, because there are fewer than 20% of the students that have even completed the coursework in high school to be eligible to apply to a university or a four-year college.
Exactly.
Therefore, there needs to be a strong career-oriented technical training program available for the 80-90% of students. And there are some great jobs in that category, whether it be an x-ray technician, whether it be a nurse, whether it be a lineman, or that's probably not the correct term, but someone to maintain the major power lines.
Right.
And those people earn over $100,000.
As we found out just a few months ago in Bullhead City, they become really important.
Well, they're critical because not only are they important from a technical standpoint, But these are the people that get up in the middle of the night.
Yes.
After putting in a full day and respond. And the Needles Chamber last week recognized our public works and our utility crew members, because these are the people that assure that when you flip the light switch, the lights come on.
Right.
That when you turn on the tap, there's clean water to drink.
Right.
And when you flush the toilet, it goes away.
It goes away, yeah.
And they do this day and night, and they're tremendously valuable, and they earn a good, decent living.
Well, and you mentioned that, you know, they get called out at night, and of course the recent storm that we had that blew through Bullhead happened on a 3-day weekend on Sunday night at 6:30, when most people are sitting down to a dinner, maybe a cold beer, and all of a sudden these guys all are getting the calls, hey, got to come in, go to work.
Well, yeah. this is after putting in a full day in 100-plus degree
right.
weather.
Yeah.
I was coming back from a trip and driving through here, and I got about the high school going south on 95.
Right.
And everything in front of me was black,
yeah,
dark, no power, driving past buildings I knew were there that were out.
Right.
The only thing I could see was Needles.
That's right.
In the distance on the hill. But it was a little bit eerie.
Yeah, it is kind of. When the next day I was out, and we had no traffic lights.
Oh, yeah.
And the police officers were busy everywhere, just call after call after call. And so you had every intersection supposed to be a four-way stop, you know, but they weren't.
You know, it reminds me that you never know how much you value something until it's gone.
Yeah, especially power.
And electricity in the middle of the Mojave Desert is critical.
Yeah, especially on a 110-degree day.
Yeah.
Yes, we all found that out. So I'm glad you recognize those people at your council meeting, because, like you said, they do it.
Well, it was the Chamber of Commerce gave them an award.
Yeah.
Gave them an award for... because every business needs to be open, and they need electricity and water and sewer service to be able to do so. So they were, it was very rewarding to see those people get recognized.
Yeah. How's your big greenhouse?
Big greenhouse, they did their 10th or 11th annual Halloween.
Yeah.
there were, based on the number of cars and the lines, there was... very successful. I think people genuinely get scared. It's a house just across the bridge into Needles that is certifiably haunted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had a Ghostbusters-like paranormal investigation that certified that that it is indeed haunted.
And Dr. Padgett, who's been in Needles forever, he owns that house.
He does. Dr. Padgett is a special gift to our city. He is leaving the city council this year after 20 years of service. I think he's birthed half the community, but he's a wonderful man and always operated in the best interest of the community. We're also losing our mayor, Jeff Williams, who has about 20 years of experience.
Wow.
So there's a lot of expertise walking out the door.
Yeah.
But we have a new council that's been elected. They'll be sworn in on, I think it's December 8th. Jan Jernigan is our new mayor, a longtime resident of the community, and a fellow by the name of Henry Longbreak and Joanne Pogue, and one we expect a lot from, Jamie McCorkle, who works for the newspaper selling ads in the Needles area. Those are all people that have been elected, and we're very optimistic about the future of Needles.
Fantastic. Let's take another break. Got to pay for the show again. Yes, this is Aerosmith, but they are doing the Beatles Come Together. Stick around. We're going to come right back. If you have questions, grab the phone.
bugs are outside and inside on the Colorado River 24/7, 365. So if they're in your home or business, call Barron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. No one wants a visitor or a customer seeing a dragon crawling across your floor. Call Barron there today, bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective treatments that turns termites, spiders, scorpions, and dragons away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems, Barron Pest Solutions. Quality experience, family.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins in Bullhead City. The Breakfast Burger, Classic Hamburger, Barbecue Tangler Burger, Smokehouse Bacon Double Cheeseburger, and Classic Cheeseburger, all with fries and pie. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. Pick your burger, cook the way you like it, with fries, and pick your perfect slice of pie. Now, add your favorite Coca-Cola. You walk out stuffed. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Did you know you can save money on your taxes by giving a tax credit to a qualifying charitable organization? Singles can reduce their taxes by $400, and couples filing jointly up to $800. It is a dollar-for-dollar match from the state of Arizona. It is the same as a school tax credit, but it is called the Arizona Tax Credit to a qualifying charitable organization. Please consider making your tax credit donation check out to Cornerstone Mission, a faith-based, nonprofit homeless family resource center in Kingman. For more information, go to cornerstonemissionaz.org or call 928-757-1535.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Yes, you want to enter the world of health care? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. This is in cooperation with Mojave Community College, all while you're being paid. Yes, Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. So if you know someone who might need those services or wants to ask questions about being a CNA, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in swimming pools, home or commercial. Experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products in the pest solution business that are safe for your children and your pets. We have them at my house, and I'm so glad we do. Alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions. Call Barron Services, 928-758-5499. Mojave Mortgage. Are you looking for some money? You want to build that vacation home or buy a vacation home? Maybe you want to add a pool in the backyard? Maybe you just want to kind of remodel the house. New floors, new carpets? Yeah, well, what the heck? Call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage. And now, you know, he does mortgages and needles, too. Did you know that?
All right.
Yeah,
good.
Chad Hansen can do that. Call 928-288-2691. You go sit down with him in his big office with a big desk. You start filling out a couple sheets of paper because you need to borrow money. And you look up, and he's gone. You go, wait a minute, where'd he go? There's no doors. There's no windows behind you. Well, his chair is a dumbwaiter. It goes down into the vault where he gets your money off of a shelf and puts it on a silver platter and brings it up and just hands it to you, whatever you need. That's how simple it is at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Call him up. Get the details. 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. All right, we got about 3.5 minutes later with the city manager of Needles, California. And you're leaving the city in great shape, you know, as you look to depart. I know in our state we have a league of cities and towns, and they bring city council members there basically and train them how to be a city council member. Do you have something similar like that in California?
Yes, the four new council members, but it's available to any councilor, has a three-day workshop that runs them through their legal obligations and ethical obligations and all the like. And so our four new members are signed up to go, I think it's the first week in February.
Okay.
But Larry, let me take a minute.
Sure.
Because I tend to see things through needles glasses.
Right.
But it's my observation that this region is on the cusp of some great things, in the sense that there is a terrible frustration about living in areas like L.A., and there is a mass migration to smaller, more rural environments, and I think that's going to be a boost to all businesses in the tri-state region.
Right.
Whether it be Laughlin, Bullhead, unincorporated Mojave County, Needles, Havasu, Kingman.
Yeah.
It is, and I think what we need to do is be ready for it. We need to have kids that are trained in for the workforce. It is access to capital. It is access. One thing we have is relatively cheap land. But I really see from a regional standpoint that this area's best days are ahead of it.
I agree. I think we're gonna see a lot of great things happen. Havasu, Kingman, Bullhead, all the areas in between, Needles and Laughlin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great place to live.
It is.
You know, and we found that out with the pandemic that, you know, didn't hit us as bad as it did major cities.
Well, for months we didn't have any.
Yeah.
And then it eventually got here. But, and, you know, my heart goes out to all those people that were adversely affected, but a reminder that it's still amongst us.
Oh, yeah. It's not 100% gone yet.
No.
And we still have to be safe.
Yep.
How can people get in touch with you if they have questions?
Well, my phone number is 760-326-2113, extension 113, or rdaniels@cityofneedles.com. I pride myself in returning all phone calls, taking all phone calls. I'll meet with anybody, anywhere, anytime.
All right.
About how they can get on the needle stream.
Rick, thanks so much for coming up. I appreciate that. We're going to have you back before you retire, though.
Okay, be glad to.
Then I just want you to go on the list of everything you accomplished in 10 years.
Well, you know, it's success has 1,000 fathers, but it's teamwork and it's stable leadership and needles.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.